Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Before I read the text for today, I got to go back and read the text yesterday. Remember it? And indeed, fact, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Now, there's a promise. We say standing on the promises. Well, sometimes we don't think about this promise, but it's assured. Peter assures us. James assures us. James doesn't say if you have trials. He says when you encounter various trials. Now, having said that to us, here's what he then tells us. But in contrast to you who are targeted by the kingdom of darkness, in contrast to you who are being blessed by God in the midst of adversity as he goes with you through the fire, through the water, and through the valley of the shadow of death, and the one who is always with you, in contrast to that, here's verse 13, but evil men and imposters, they will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. So here he tells us that there are evil men out there and imposters. In other words, there are those who, as we say, make no bones about it. They're not trying to cover up anything. They're going to let you know up front, out front, as they attack the glory of God, believers, the church, the truth, the word of God. There are evil men, men who have evil hearts that are even to some degree unrestrained by God's common grace, as God gives them over to the desires of their heart. There are evil men who appear as angels. There are evil men who would clothe themselves as messengers from God. There are wolves. Those are evil men. But there's also wolves in sheep's clothing. There are those who are imposters, and they're occupying pulpits. They embrace liberal theology. Liberal theology is the worst thing in the world. The liberal theologian is using the terms of Christianity, but meaning something different and opposite, and therefore comes as a wolf in sheep's clothing, clothing themselves with orthodoxy, clothing themselves with the Bible, clothing themselves with the trappings of Christianity, yet their message is antithetical to the lostness of humanity under the wrath of God, in need of the saving grace of God, and then wanting to be delivered to the glory of God. That's absolutely absent in their lives. But what they do is they come cloaked in Christianity. They stand in pulpits, open Bibles, and they are wolves in sheep's clothing. Can I give you a third category? They're sheep in wolves' clothing. In other words, there are believers who are in the ministry, and because of a lack of training or a lack of clarity or a lack of testing, or a lack of discipleship, can be easily influenced by the world. They're believers, they're sheep, but they got wolves clothing in that they're teaching something that's false. But I want you to remember, there are evil men. Avoid them. Do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Those evil men will occupy televisions, radios, movies, music, and everything. And then there are imposters. They will occupy pulpits, but they are evil also. Do not listen to them either. Listen, that's why Jesus said, be careful who you listen to and what you listen to. For after all is said and done, the pupil becomes like the teacher. And then thirdly, there are believers who have been improperly trained and need to be encouraged, need to be challenged, and need to be equipped. But those men that are evil, those men that are imposters, they'll go from bad to worse. They're deceiving and they are deceived. In other words, they're walking in the darkness, and they call darkness light, and they call the light darkness. Well, if we call the light darkness and the darkness light, just how great is that darkness? But you get in the light of God's word, you bask in it, and you grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. And then you make him known to others. You won't do it perfectly, but you can do it intentionally and with integrity, and get those kind of teachers in your life. Avoid evil men and imposters. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.